Got a little story to start this Friday off for you. Welcome to the channel. Let me tell you about this little story. So I am getting my kids ready for school. Each morning, this is what I get to do: breakfast, make their lunches. We go through a little morning routine. We've gone through periods where we will read some sort of spiritual thought. We'll hit up our push-ups. Two of the boys are in their journals. We're reading something. I'm taking care of some other stuff. Anyway, we got this whole morning routine where we're off and on. We're like everybody else, you know. Habits come and they go, and you try to revisit the ones that work well or you feel good about and reinstall those. So, I mean, there's the first little message for you today is it's not about perfection. It's not about perfection. Like, you find the things that work in your life, in your family, in your relationships, and you're gonna fall. You're going to fall off those routines sometimes. You just get back on them and keep going. So anyway, here we are getting ready for the morning. I'm packing up bags and my boys are in their focus journal. And they're writing their gratitudes and they're writing their affirmations for the morning. And it's a pretty proud moment for me, right? Like, I created this thing up here, this focus journal. You also can find it in the links down below where you can get your own focus journal. But they're in there writing them, and they're both, this is pretty amazing, they both say, "Hey, this is my last page. It's the last page of my focus journal. I need a new one." Now, I pay my kids for personal development. They read a personal development book, they give me a little report, I pay them. Every time they complete a focus journal, I pay them. So my oldest son has completed today. He finished one today. That was his third or fourth journal that he's completed. And I pay him $20 every time they finish one of those journals. Now, the focus journal has 90 entries. So if you did it every single day, which I don't even advise people to do it every single day, but if you did, it would take you 90 days to do a focus journal. That's 90 days of gratitude, 90 days of writing your positive affirmation, 90 days of celebrating your own personal victories. Tell me, your brain and your heart almost guaranteed are going to have some sort of positive growth and impact if you were to do 90 days of speaking powerful words into yourself, recognizing and celebrating the things you're doing good in life, and getting intentionally grateful every single day. It's going to create an impact, right? So again, just click the link in the show notes below and get yourself a focus journal. So you don't have to do it in 90 days. For example, my one son probably took him, I don't even remember, I think 6 months to complete the journal. So every other day, right? If you could complete it in 3 months, if you did it every day, 6 months is pretty good. So he's like on an every other day average. That's pretty good. I am about to complete a focus journal and it's taken me a year because I don't write in it every day. And I go through periods where I do write in it every day and then other periods where it's been a couple weeks or even a month. But my other son, and this is what today's all about for you guys. My other son, it has taken him, that is his very first journal. It has taken him just about 3 years. September, it said, I said, "What's your date? What's the first entry you made?" And it was September of 21. So it has taken him almost 3 years to complete this journal, his very first one. And he's very proud of it. And he instantly was like, okay, because he's like gotten on this roll lately. He's getting older. He's understanding it more. I've helped teach him a little bit about what kind of journaling is about. And it doesn't have to be a report on your day and dear diary type stuff. And it doesn't have to be these big, massive wins or celebrate these huge victories that you're having in life. It can be the little stuff that's the most important. So I've helped him to kind of understand. how to do this journal a little bit more effectively and less of like this perfectionistic approach. So he's very proud. He's like, where's my next journal? And he's ready to go into our basement. That's where I've got my inventory of all these journals. And he got his second journal today. And I sat back and I really thought about it for a minute. And I thought, wow, this is a pretty cool moment for me as a father, but a pretty cool moment to just think, I'm making a difference. I'm making a difference as a father. And I know I am in a lot of other ways. But in that moment, I just thought, that's really cool. They've got this tool. I created it mostly for me, but also for you. How can I help other people like yourself tap into these powerful moments of gratitude and affirmations and reflection? And there's a quote of the day inside of it. And that's where I created the journal, maybe 5 years ago, I think, six. It's been a little bit. I don't even remember. I'm not good with dates, but it's been a few years. But I just had this moment of like, wow, I'm like, I know I'm doing other things. I'm not trying to like play victim mode here and self-pity and like, oh, I'm a terrible dad. Like, I'm not always a great dad. That is true. And it's probably true for you as a mom and as a dad and as a friend and as an employee. Like, we're not always great. That's okay. But are we recognizing that we actually are pretty good too? Are you taking the time to recognize? Here's my message for you. I want you to hear this. I want you to feel this in your heart. You are making a difference in somebody's life. You are. You are. I don't even have to know you. I swear. How you show up in your resilience, how you show up and you don't give up in your life, how you show up and you're offering people these little, like, these little moments of gratitude, these little tokens of gratitude and appreciation, these little random acts of kindness, they make a difference on people. These text messages that you send people just saying, hey, I love you, I'm thinking about you, you're making a difference in somebody's life. I know you are. I want you to be able to stop and recognize that, yes, we're also falling short in life in many ways. Welcome to being a human. Welcome to the human experience. This is what it's about. Man, if everybody was just on top of their game 100% of the time, perfection everywhere, I mean, life would be so boring. So we do fall short in many ways, but you are showing up so great in so many ways. Please take the time to recognize it. Please take the time to sit back and really try to just believe my words, because if these words can be true for me, then these words can be true for you. I promise. I'm a very flawed human. Sometimes I really wonder why. Now, please don't unsubscribe or leave and don't ever return back to this channel or other content that I produce. But sometimes I wonder, like, man, why do people even listen to what I have to say? I'm so imperfect. I am imperfect, imperfect. Like, I have got so many things to figure out and to keep growing and improving. But you know what? It's inside of that mentality that I have that I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up. And I am going to recognize that I'm doing great things all the time and not so great things. And I'll keep getting better. I will keep improving. And so will you. So that's today's message. One, you've got to recognize within yourself that you are doing more good than you give yourself credit for. Absolutely. Giving yourself, you've got to give yourself more credit. You're doing great things. Can you do more great things? Always. All of us can, always. But let's not focus on that. Let's focus on how we are showing up in this life. Let's focus on who you are, what you have to be grateful for, and who you have to be grateful for. Focus on those things, and it starts inside of yourself. You are amazing. Speak those kind and powerful words into yourself every day. And know as you do that, you are improving and then you are making a difference. And that was the message sent to me today as I'm looking at my kids and they're finishing up their journals. And I just thought, man, we really are making a difference in life. You and me both. Because I took it inside myself and thought, this is one of those moments. I'm getting this affirmation that Craig, you're doing it. You're doing a good job. And then the immediate second thought that was placed in my heart was, and you know what? So is everybody else. And they need to hear that. And so I'm glad you stopped by today. I'm glad you're listening to this message. Now, please try to feel and believe what I'm saying when I say you are making a difference. Keep hanging in there. Keep pushing yourself. Keep doing good things every day, and believe that you're valuable. You're needed. You're important. This world would not be the same without you. So please keep working on yourself. Please keep doing these things. Keep showing up and make today the greatest day of your life. I'll see you on the next video. Keep coming back. Hit the subscribe button. Share this with somebody else. Help me keep growing this stuff. And I'll see you next time.